Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, how wonderful you are, Lord. The Most High God, he that inhabited eternity, yet you deal with the humble. Lord, we thank thee, Lord. You have made us, Lord, your dwelling place. I will walk in them. Yes, we have it all eternity. Father, we walk, the eye and the lofty one. Father, we bless you and we worship you. And also, he inhabited our places. Oh, thank you, Father, for so much loving us, Lord. Receive all the glory be to your name. All over this morning, we see the glory of the Lord upon every face. Thank you for bringing us together again in fellowship and the fellowship of the saints around the world who love the Lord. So, as we read the scripture right now this morning, Lord, expand it to us, O Lord God, as on the way to Emmaus, to those two disciples, Lord, and give us a better understanding of your word. Father, we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all, meaning A-L-L, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Here, by the grace of God this morning, I want to take a text from that. I just simply tattoo it. Do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this Sunday is even symbolic. This is the first Sunday of the year, right? Let us begin with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Beginning the year, I'm sort of like, you know, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning and so. Do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the authority and all the power that was in the Lord Jesus Christ is in his name. Amen?
Amen.
Absolutely, yes. All the authority, all the power that was in the Lord Jesus Christ is in his name. And then he gave his name to the church, you and I, and all the children of God. Now, the early believers knew they knew what they had in the early church. And we can get one or two scriptures that tell us that and so on. And they used it too, you know. And we can see an instance, Peter and John, in Acts chapter 3, going to the temple about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And passing by that crippled man who had been crippled for so many years from the womb and so on, that, you know, Acts 3:3. Peter and John, about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes on them, and on him with John, and they said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. I'm going to read that really. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So Peter knew he had something, amen? Praise the Lord. What did he have? He had the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a possession. He gave his name to you and I. Praise the Lord. Unlike most people in the church today, Peter knew he had something. For he told that crippled man, you know, such as her I give unto you. He's telling you and I that the Lord gave us, meaning the church, his name. That name does not belong to Peter and John alone, or the apostles alone. No. It belongs to you and I, the believer. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That when you're conscious of what you have, this money just to strengthen us in all the power, in all the privileges we have in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That's the point of this money, to strengthen our understanding of all our privileges, all the power that we have in that name given to you and I. That is the which we are doing this morning by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So anyway, the name, like I said, belongs to all of us, God's children. The Lord gave it to us and so on. And Even some who knew they had that name of the Lord Jesus Christ didn't know the full value of it. We can remind all this ourselves this morning, the full value of, you know, of that name and so on. The devil has hoodwinked the whole denomination. He doesn't want people to find out about that name. He is afraid of that name, you know, the devil. He knows that Jesus conquered him. He knows that the name is just as powerful as Jesus the person. He knows Jesus said to his disciples, to us, in my name they shall cast out devils. Satan knows those kind of things, I know. That means the devil knows believers can exercise authority over him when they do know their lives, right? Mm-hmm. And it's demons in the name of Jesus. But he does not want believers to know this one, so obscure from them. Not many Sundays ago, talking about his cover-up. He cover-up many, many things that God has done for the church and our privileges and so on. This is one of them. Where some know many know the name of the Lord Jesus to some extent, but we don't know it as we also really know it as the early church did, as well as, you know. So as long as believers do not know the full meaning or the full implication or the path invested in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the devil can continue to dominate them. So he has hoodwinked the world church. He does not care how religious people may get. Doesn't care about that. And some of that, you know. As long as they are ignorant of the power that they have in Christ Jesus, they're not threat to him, right? No matter how religious people may get, in as much as they don't know their right and the full power and privilege they have in the Lord Jesus, then you don't bother Satan at all, you know. You are no threat to him. But when you know your right, then you are a threat to him, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, thank God we have the legal document of the new covenant, the New Testament, sealed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when the Lord went away, he left us his name. But we must know what is invested in that name. We must know that omnipotence is back of that name, isn't it?
Amen.
All power in heaven and in earth is given to me, and so on that, and I got it later and so on. So there is authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When the Lord appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, he said in Revelation 1:18, "And he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and of death." No Christian need to be afraid of hell or of death. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. They don't have the keys of those things and all that. Not the devil. So that's why he can't kill you or me. Doesn't have the key to those things. The one who has the key is the authorized one. The Lord is saying here, where I read, "I am the authorized one." He has all authority. He said in another scripture and so on. Just before he ascended to be seated in the right hand of majesty on high, here is what he said in Matthew 28:18-19 verses. "All power," meaning all authority, "is given unto me in heaven and in earth," he says. "And right away," he didn't stop there, you know, "right away," he said, "go ye therefore with this authority that I have." He delegated it to us right away to the church. So then he promised and said, "These signs shall follow them that believe in my name." He lists a number of things in there in Mark 16. I'm going to read it later and so on that, you know. Anyway. "In my name," meaning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he authorized you and I. He gave us his name. The name that is above every name, as the authority that you and I possess today, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All power or all authority is in that name, and you have it. He gave it to you and I. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us learn to use it efficiently. Oh, how in the Bible, in the book, we'll read some of them later, so how in the simplicity of a child, They use that name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Unconsciously, they use that name as well as you know. And powerful as well as you know. Now, Philippians 2, 8 and 9. And they found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Whether they want it or not, right? Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In other words, he gave us the name that is recognized in three words: in heaven, and on earth here and below. That's what you have, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, angels, men, and demons have to know to bow that name. And that name belongs to you and I. Amen?
Amen.
That is the emphasis. Peter said, what I have, such I have, I give unto you, right? What do you have? The name of the Lord Jesus. Simplicity, isn't it? You know, he gave that name to us. What I have? I don't have, he said I didn't have silver and gold, but I have one thing, which is above. When you have that one, gold is included, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what Peter said in another one, I don't know that, you know. So we have, you have his name. The Lord Jesus Christ, he belongs to you and I and some of that, you know. So anyway, so we are authorized to use that name, you know, and he commissioned us more again in Matthew 28, 18 and 19, it already before. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, he says. Then Mark 16, 17, go to like this. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. That's for all believers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is left as who believes, amen? I always say, if you aren't speaking in tongues, you can't, amen? It's your privilege in Christ. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God for it, and it shall be given unto you. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Who is he talking to? All that believe, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Not only the pastor can lay hand on the sick, anyone who believes, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That don't limit, say they limited the Holy One of Israel. Don't limit him, amen? Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Take what is yours as a believer, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be his holy name.
Mm-hmm.
Casting out devils, speaking in new tongues, and healing the sick have not been done away as many people will think today. You know? I mean, there are people out there who will tell you that they belong to the apostles only, not really so. These supernatural signs follow the name of the Lord Jesus. They accompany the believer, the believing ones. And bless the God. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ does belong to us today. I want to emphasize that so greatly and so that you know. Know what you possess, know what you have, and so that you know. And thank God too. There is salvation in that name. Acts 4:12. In fact, that's the only way to get salvation. Acts 4:12 says this. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you imagine the myriads of, who are saying that they are God and that this, or God Almighty, that's only one name and so on. Yet, there is more than salvation in that name. That name is still enlarged. All the power, all the majesty, and all the glory it ever did. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, beginning the first, I want to be conscious of the infinite power enwrapped in that name, and that belongs to you and I. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Father God has lifted the Lord Jesus to the highest position in the universe. The Lord Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father on high, far above every known authority that I read before in Philippians just a few moments ago. God the Father has conferred upon him the highest name in the universe, the name above every name. He has bestowed upon him honor, glory, and power. Hebrews 1:3 says this. That's what the last. When he had himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. For that name has all the authority, all the power, all the dignity, all the majesty, and all the glory that Jesus the person has. Amen?
Amen.
They are all embedded and wrapped in that name. Jesus Christ, our Lord. You see? The name stands for the person. That's right. The name stands for the person. This honor, this glory, this authority, this power is vested in the name of Jesus. And this name is given to you and I. That's the emphasis this morning. Such as I have, Peter said, and not only Peter, not only John, not only James. No, you and I too. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God in the highest. So it's the thing to know what you have and use it as far as that, So we have a rich inheritance. What is it? The name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Rich inheritance in it. Then we need to read about authority and so on. Can have a bit of authority in Matthew 8:5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion. Centurion means he has 100 soldiers under him, right? That's right. That's what the centurion means, right? Now, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority. Do you know that word authority? That's where I'm going. Under authority. Having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go. And he went. And to another, come. And he cometh. And to my servant, do this. And he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. And said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. So the question to ask is, what did this Roman centurion say to have marveled the Lord? What was it that he said? In effect, the man said, speak the word only. Just I am set over these 100 men who obey my command. Oh Lord Jesus, you have been set over the thief. You are the set and master over demons and the loss of nature. Maybe he has had him walk over water for one time, amen. Praise the Lord. over nation and all that, You have authority over disease and sickness. Or you have to speak, or you have to speak. And sickness and disease will obey you. See? That's what you were saying, authority, right? And that is what you and I have when he gave us his name, in my name. In fact, in John 14:12, I don't have that one here. He said that he that believeth on me, the word that I do, shall he do also. Amen?
Yeah.
And greater word than this shall he do. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All through his name. Yes, in Mark 16, now expand it. How do you do that? Through his name. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus should be in our daily work, as it was in the early church. In our daily work, as it doing all things in the name of consciously doing things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ touched every part of the early believers' life. In the early, look at the book of Acts, it touches every facet of their life. I can meet some of them before we finish. That name filled a place in their thoughts, in their prayers, in their preaching, that we are almost ignorant of today. See? Yet, we have the same right to use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as they have, in our Christian work, in our prayer today is that Lord, we open the eye of the church and our heart that we may know the riches of the glory of God which are hidden in that name, as we take some special notice this morning about how they live in that name in the early church. There is more to that name than the average church goer knows today. Praise the Lord. That's right. Let's be in prayer. Most Christians know, to some extent, that they can use his name in prayer, but they do not realize the significance of it. Well, I will say this one. Some just pray parrot-like, they just pray. They don't know the depth of using that name. Like a parrot, you just pray and all that, you know. You know the way I see the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? When you ask the Father anything in his name, it's like the Lord himself is making that prayer. Amen? Amen. You are saying, you know, I'll transfer this body, you know, to you, Lord Jesus Christ, and so on. And you know, in the tomb of Lazarus, Father, I thank you because you hear me always, right? When you commit things to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus, he said, I will do it, right? I'm going to read that later and all that, you know. So it's not out of your hand. Or that's what you hold it to you, to yourself. It's out of your hand now. And the Lord, Jesus will say that it is done. Amen? Praise the Lord. When you mention that your name in prayer, can't it be done? Amen? Praise the Lord. Because he takes it there and implements it for you and so on. That's the way. Not just do it like parrot like and so on. Know what you are talking about. Peter knew what he had, right? And so that's the name and the power in that name. So anyway, so we see now. And when we actually believe God's word from our heart, you will stay with that word. Doesn't matter what you feel later, you know. I don't know that, you know. Maybe you can feel this way. Maybe you feel like you are dying. Maybe you think you are sinking. Maybe you think. Or maybe you are swimming. It doesn't matter which way you are going and so on and that, you know. Or going other. You may feel at times. Sometimes you feel like God not even around. But let your feelings go away. Let your senses go away. Cleave to his word.
Amen.
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
When those feelings come around you, put out the sword of the king, amen.
Amen.
The sword of the spirit, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those other things will just go away. He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That you may say the Lord is our helper. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Imagination will come and go. Cast them down. 2 Corinthians 7:5. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, okay. Now, that is a key to prayer, without which we can get nowhere. This key will unlock the doors and windows of heaven and grant our every need. And I mean every need. That's the scripture. My God shall supply what? All your need. Amen. Praise the Lord. These are the things you see to ourselves every day, no matter how impossible it may look to man. It's not me doing it. It's not you doing it. It is the Lord Jesus. You know, when we ask the Father in his name, amen. Praise the Lord. It's out of your hand when you commit to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that key, you know, I mean, you know, so the key is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus is our mediator, is our intercessor, our advocate. 1 John chapter 1. We have an advocate with the Father, right? Jesus Christ the righteous. Praise the Lord. Our advocate and the Lord. He stands between us and the Father. No place in the Bible are we told to pray to Jesus. Once in a while you have Christian praying to Jesus and so on, that, you know. You think you are glorifying him that way. But the correct way to really pray, I corrected myself many times. Lord, do this. Lord, do that and so on, that, you know. I have to correct myself many times and so on. So it's not scriptural to pray to Jesus. We are always told to pray to the Father. Amen? That is the scriptural way of prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, that may sound strange to many Christians. Yes, sir. I mean, you think I want only the Lord himself say what to do and how to pray. We have to pray to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, to be sure our prayers to reach the Father, we must come according to the rules that the Lord himself laid down. I give a few examples. John 16:23. And in that day, Ye shall ask me nothing. Amen? Praise the Lord. How simple. Ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto, have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. So his name is guarantee an answer to our prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. That one is it. Shall we not fail? Let me read another version that concerns the name of Jesus in prayer that we often misunderstand. It's a different application, actually. It may sound like what I read in John 16, but actually different. That will be in John 14:13. Let me read it. And probably 14 also. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Wherefore the difference between that and John's thing that I read before? The Lord is not talking about praying to the Father in this verse just read now to do something. No, wasn't saying that, I told you that, you know, as he did in John 16, no. He is actually talking about using the name of the Lord Jesus Christ against the enemy in our daily life. And I will explain shortly. In fact, the Greek word translated ask in that John 14 is, you know, is demand something, to demand. The Greek word translated ask in John chapter 14, 13 and 14 is actually, you know, to me to demand something. So meaning you cannot say, whatsoever you demand in my name, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ, I will do it. Well, examples in the Bible, they are bound. It means to demand something. What example is this? In Acts 3:16, you know the beautiful gate, which I mentioned before, and so on, that, you know. So, I already read it, and so on, that, you know. So, now, silver and gold, I have none, Peter said, and so on. But what I have, I give unto thee. Then he says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That's a demand. Amen? Praise the Lord. What he asked, what he prayed, did he pray? He didn't have anything. He was exercising authority, amen? Making a demand, making that devil that's a badass man from the womb to lose his grip on that man, amen? If you demand that, anything in my name, see, I will do it, and so on, you know. Well, you cannot demand so he asked or demanded that the man get up and walk in the name of Jesus. You cannot demand rights and privileges, however, if you do not know what they are. This is the place where many Christians fail, really, you know. They do not realize that under the new covenant, which God has established with the church through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have rights and privileges, amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. I say we have rights and privileges. No matter what the devil says and so on, he's a liar. And that is a deceiver. And that's all the power he has as far as the church is concerned. As far as that, you know. We have the right, sir. We have the privilege to use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the vested in that name is all the power, all the authority. I want you to really sink in. Vested in that name of the Lord Jesus is all the power, all the authority that Jesus ever had when he was here. When the Lord was on the earth, he healed the sick, yes, he did. So, and so we see, he's the seeker. Peter was bold, isn't it? He understood what the Lord meant when he said, whatsoever you demand in my name, I will do it, he said. So, and he said, I have that name, you have that name, I have that name, like Peter did and so on. And on. So, it is my life, Peter was thinking, to use it. That's the way we should be conducting our judicial affairs, amen. You have the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the right to use that name. It's given to you and I. Praise the Lord. You can make demands in that name at one another, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anyway, he demanded in that particular scenario, in Jesus' name, and the Lord got a fellow up and put him walking, who never walked all his life. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When Peter made the demand, you can make demands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's another place where we see it in the Bible. I always like, so anyway, read through the Bible or the book of Acts and so on that, you know, we see the early believers using the name in just this similar way that Peter did, you know, at the beautiful gate and so on. Very little is said about their praying for the sick. In the early church, very little is said about their praying for the sick. When sometimes they did, because in the book of James, the Bible says, if any sick among you and so on, that, you know, or in Malta, in Acts 28, you know, how Apostle Paul prayed and so on. But in most cases, in the early church, they simply used the name of Jesus. Amen? Go read the book of Acts for yourself. Only the early priest, like the beautiful gate, Peter wasn't praying at the beautiful gate. He just commanded. He demanded, amen? And that's not the only place where he did it. You know, in Acts, Acts, in another place, it is known that the early church did not have some unknown power. I mean, before I even go to the next one, they did not have some unknown power that we don't have today. It was the name of Jesus that did it, amen? That's what they have, and that's what you and I have. That name has not been taken away from the church at all. It belongs to us. I keep on repeating myself here to make you think it's yours. Such I have, Peter said. And you have the same thing. Like one brother will say. He said, oh, you did this and that. We have the same Bible. I don't even have the same Bible. Praise the Lord. You have the same Bible that I'm reading, right? Praise the Lord. Anyway, so Peter and so on, the same Lord Jesus, right? You know, even himself said in Acts 10 and so forth, and where the Holy Ghost came upon the Gentiles and so on. If they receive the Holy Ghost as we received in the beginning, who am I before God? You see what I'm saying? You know? Anyway, so we see that from right there. So the name belongs to every one of us. Now, so the question we can ask is this. Why doesn't that name do now what he did then? You know? Why doesn't that name perform the same miracles, you know, today when they demand and so on? Before I even say, let me give another instance. Where Peter make a demand, not pray. In Acts 9, there was a man, I like this verse a lot, not 34. And Peter said unto him, so several years after that, the beginning gets experience. So Peter, as on in 9:34 of Acts, and Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ, make thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. He didn't pray for him. Did he pray for him? No, he made a demand. That's what I'm talking about. He made a demand. And all that dwell at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Just a demand, isn't it? Like he did at the beautiful gate, right? You know, and a whole village, two villages converted. Amen? They turned to the Lord, amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Expanding our understanding of the immense, immeasurable power, alas, in the name that belongs to you and I, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So anyway, so one will be wondering, why don't we see much of that today? We see them, but why don't we see that much often today and so on? Well, the problem can be located from Peter's remarks to the crowd that gathered at that beautiful gate, when they saw the miracle. Here is why. Here is the reason. We should take note of this and so on. In Acts 3:12, Peter explained how the miracle took place. How the man who never was walked in all his life became walking. At his demand, right? Here is the mystery. Or here is the answer. Why look ye so earnestly on us? As though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk. The God of Abraham and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. Amen?
Amen.
praise the Lord. The name, his name through faith in his name. He made a demand in that name because it belonged to him, right? He knew his right, right? And that was it, you know. So anyway, that was the thing. So we have had the name, but our faith in that name has been weak. Talking to the church in general now. Our faith in that name has not been the same. Then question comes now. What can we do to correct this? It's simple. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:17, popular scripture to every believer. So then faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How can our faith in the name of the Lord be increased? Answer is simple again. By hearing what the word of God has to say about the name. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's how your faith grows, that name. We need to feed on God's word along this line until our spirit is thoroughly educated and our faith rises to a higher level. Then it will be just as natural to us as that word as it was to Peter by meditating upon the word of God. Amen? And all that the Bible says about the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In all that you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the first service of the year has to be to pay special attention to what I'm talking about today, you know, as well as you know. Now, Colossians 3:17, I want to read it again where I began and so on. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I mean, all means all, isn't it? And so on, that, you know. The Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, gave this instruction to the church, right? Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyway, so, if you are sweeping, if that's your job, and so on, that, you know, sweep in the name of Jesus, amen? If you are a teacher, teach in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? If you are a nurse, praise the Lord. Go to your work in the name and do your work in the name of the Lord Jesus. In fact, we are told, whatsoever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Nothing as to get wages. Do it as unto the Lord. With compassion, fearing the Lord, as unto the Lord, right? So, if you wash dishes, wash them in the name of the Lord. Amen? You know, when I first got to this country one time, my first landing in New York City in 1979, October 19, 1979. And I saw people just happily mobbing the floor. Which to me is a taboo in Nigeria. So, you know, what kind of a many work is this, you know? And they were just mobbing the floor. Then I asked him to know that, look, you got bills to pay, right?
Yeah.
But they were so joyful. I mean, to me, compared to where I was coming from in Nigeria and so on. They be grudging and so on. That, you know, how much of Christianity, anything. Praise the Lord. Amen. They may be doing it because they want to pay their bills, but they were joyful, mocking the floor, and they happy and all that, you know. Anyway, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So anyway, so if you make beds, make them in the name of, I can name a whole lot of things, that's what, cover everything, right? So anyway, if you sing a song, sing it in the name of the Lord. So I don't want to go on because that's what covers everything, amen. So don't forget that this morning, there is power. Omnipotence is behind that name more than you and I realize. I pray that I want to really be open to know all that has been freely given to you and I, amen? That's another scripture in the Bible, right? That they know all that has been freely given unto us. Now, whatever you do in word or in deed, to wrap this up this morning, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the early days of the church, they were taught to do things in that name. That's why they were taught. Everything they did in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everywhere they went, they were conscious of the name of the Lord Jesus. No wonder the people outside the church fear that name more than anything else. The authorities who took Peter and John into custody are following the events or the beautiful gate as I'm talking about all morning in Acts 4:17, threatening them this way, you know, in Acts 4:17. Look at what my sister, I mean, they follow that, beautiful gate miracle and so on. Here's what they say in Acts 4:17, the authorities. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. You know, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Of course, Apostle Peter said to them later, shall we now teach man unto God, or God rather? Anyway, so I'm saying that they were taught that way in the early church, and that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, in it, and the Lord Jesus himself, the chief cornerstone thereof, in it. So let us, I mean, you know, Jews said that it's a contest honestly for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints. Praise the Lord. The emphasis is in that name this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ and so on, you know. So anyway, that name should be should be so in our lives and mean so much to us that people outside the church today will notice. In one time, they say, oh, they were ignorant and so on, that, you know, but they took notice. They have been with Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. They were fishermen, and they were ignorant, but they took notice. They have been with Jesus. How did they take notice? They called the name of Jesus never ever departed from their mouth, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It should be so with us, you know. Anyway, so Peter, now, those authorities took notice of Peter and John and marveled, though they perceived that Peter and John were unlearned and ignorant men, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. That is Acts 4:13. So they didn't have one church in the first century. Why we have another church right now? There is only one church of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen, who are committed to the Word of God. You know, only one church. We didn't have two churches. Only one church. And all that, you know. So anyway, so we are members of the same body of Christ. What the Spirit of God through the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Colossae belongs to you and I today. It belongs to the believer everywhere. And the command is, whatsoever you do, you are instructed in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read two or three things about that, and then we close here this morning. Giving of thanks. The early church of believers were taught to give thanks unto God for his benefit. In that name, should we do it differently? No. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things. Don't you see that word again, all the words it is popping up everywhere? You see? Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us learn to do things according to the scriptures, amen. Amen. Let us learn to do things according to the scriptures. Amen. That's where you get the most results from. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Don't discount them. Don't say it doesn't matter. It matters a billion times. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, okay, so anyway, so we are washed, sanctified, justified in that name. Let me read 1 Corinthians 6:9-3 about 10 to us. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Well, many people are deceived today. Neither fornicators, the Bible says, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Effeminate means those homosexuals. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That homosexuals too, and lesbians too, and including that kind of group of people as well. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible says. Anyway, so my question is, not too long ago, our brother was expositing, admonishing us, don't look down on anybody, eh? Praise the Lord. I don't know how many people were here that day. Don't look, maybe they have two over them. Whatever they are doing, don't look down on them, eh? You know, as much as they still lie, before the Lord comes, they still have an opportunity, eh? Praise the Lord. Anyway, these people I just mentioned that, or the Bible mentioned, not me, you know, all these people and so on. Don't these people have any right at all? Certainly they do. They have the right to go to hell. If they want to, it's their choice, right? Every sinner has the right to reject the Lord Jesus if he wanted to do, but they also have the right to go to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He made man a free moral agent. Amen? That he didn't make you a clog in the way, a cog in the way. No, he made us a free moral agent. Power to choose. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So anyway, so they have right to go to heaven. So if they want to go, and we have the right to try to keep them out of hell. Amen? That's how we preach and witness. Amen? We have that right to keep them from going to hell by preaching to them. But the choice is there when it's all said and done. The way to do it is, of course, to get the Bible to them. You see? And Jesus, we know the Lord loved them all. God so loved the world, isn't it? That he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I die for them. So, you do not help people by siding in with them wrongfully, or in their wrong. We don't side with them in their wrongdoings, the morals, and something like that. You know, we don't side with them, but we start to facing them up by giving them the word of God. Now, look at all those things that the Bible listed here. What terrible catalog of sins are these? You know that you have just read before. But look at the next verse, verse 11. I'm going to close with that right now. Just in the line of what we learned the other day, 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews 13:15, talking about this name of our Lord Jesus Christ. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Praise the Lord.
See?
Even giving thanks continually. You know, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Continually. We are to do this continually. We are to offer the sacrifice of praise continually. Sacrifice means at times everything in your flesh will be against it. Amen? You are going through kind of up and down and so on, as you know, that just by this, it becomes a sacrifice. Amen? Hallelujah. When everything just seems to be against you, you somehow Holy Ghost courage in your heart and so on, continually just praising anyhow. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it works throughout the Bible. It works throughout the Bible. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It works for you and me as you consistently and persistently, you know, do the same thing, praising the Lord. You know, so the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. The anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In James 5:14. If any sick among you, he says, let him call for the elders of the church and let them let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. I'm showing that even in the Bible, they were taught to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the moral this morning is that don't skip anything. With faith in your heart and soul for doing all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When I'm traveling anytime, I used to travel a lot in those days, doing my work. When the place is going to take off, we take off in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
In the flight time, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When we are landing, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I travel a lot. Amen. Do it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Anyway, there it is again, everything the early church believers did, they did in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They anointed the sick in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, believe on the name. We are going to believe on the name in 1 John 3:23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment. Now, this is to Christians, right? It's an epistle to Christians, right? Amen? Not to the sinner. And we should believe on the name of his son and so on. We are not only to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but we are to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The new covenant commanded us that we should love one another and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, I want to close with this very challenging, that I've been reading, I think, in the early 40s, you know. I want to read it by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that our eyes were open, that our souls would dare rise into the realm of omnipotence, where the name will mean to us all that the Father has invested in it, that we will act up to our high privileges in Christ Jesus. This is practically an unexplored table land in Christian experience. Here and there, some of us have experienced the authority vested in the name of Jesus. We have seen the lame walk, the deaf hear, the blind see, those on the verge of death brought back, brought back instantly to health and vigor. But so far, none of us, the man of God wrote, none of us have been able to take a permanent place in our privileges and abide where we may enjoy the fullness of this mighty power. He goes to say, but we have a conviction that before the Lord Jesus returns, there will be a mighty army of believers who will learn the secret of living in the name, of reigning in life, living the victorious, transcendent, resurrection life of the Son of God among men. If our minds could only grasp the fact that Satan is paralyzed, stripped of his armor by the Lord Jesus, and that disease and sickness are servants of this man, that at his name they must depart, it will be easy to live in the resurrection realm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Count us worthy to be of them that this prophecy talk about, a band of believers before the Lord returns, who will know our privilege and authority and use them to reign in this life.
Amen.
Before the Lord comes. I count us worthy to be in that band of believers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we make demands, that Peter made demand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank and we worship you, Lord. We have a rich heritage, inheritance, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we go this morning, Lord, reminding us to do all things, in our speech, in our prayer and everything, all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. So we begin the year. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we worship and we adore you, Lord, the first service of the year. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, great exploits lay in wait for us. In the name of the Lord, they that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. The Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. So we thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
And in the praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.